It's the tasty new book packed with dozens of sweet, savory, salty, and smoky recipes, and they all involve, you guessed it, bacon. Now, not only can you learn from the book, one of the authors is in town today for a special class tonight at the Publix Aprons Cooking School, giving you some insider tips on how to use bacon as your secret weapon in the kitchen. Marie Rama joins us now with more about the new book, Bacon Nation. That's the best title ever. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Great to have you. Now, the big thing about Bacon Nation is you can put bacon in all kinds of things that you never would have thought you could put it in, including this amazing little package you brought with you for our little crew here at 89.9, Bacon Toffee.
Yes.
This looks amazing. I can't believe there's bacon in it, though.
There is, yeah. Well, Peter and I, my co-author, we wanted to do a book that explored how bacon could be a seasoning ingredient, not like the main star in the dish, you know, or not even like a couple of strips of bacon at the side of the dish, but really something that held the dish together or brought it to another level of flavor. Because, you know, we think when you think about bacon, you think about smokiness and salt and sweetness and kind of meatiness and all those things that really, you know, are just so yummy. And so it is a great ingredient like garlic or like ginger. You can put in a dish and maybe you don't actually taste bacon, but you taste something so much better. And that's what I found out, like with 125 recipes and doing them, that everything from salads, desserts, soups, and what you mentioned, that the chocolate toffee, that is actually, I was in my kitchen thinking, oh, you know, I really want to do a toffee, which is kind of this combination of sugar, and I did chocolate and peanuts and bacon, got all that working together, put the bacon in there and said, wow, this is really a winner. So it a lot of things really surprised me at how well it worked.
You wouldn't imagine that you could put bacon in a dessert, but you can.
Yeah.
And I've even seen it lately in ice cream and all kinds of funky stuff.
Yeah.
People love bacon.
They do. In Bacon Nation, we actually have a bacon ice cream. And what it does is you cook the bacon down first, so you kind of remove most of the fat. And so you've got sort of these crunchy pieces of bacon, and you make your own ice cream. You know, if you have an ice cream maker, it's pretty easy to do. And then you add the bacon to it, and so what you get is you get this lovely, luscious ice cream, but you get these little chunks of bacon, crispy chunks of bacon.
And it really goes together?
It does, and the bacon in there adds kind of like, it counteracts the sweetness of the ice cream.
Just a hint of saltiness.
Salty, crispy, yeah.
So it's like putting salt on caramels.
Exactly right. And it works. It does. It really works.
People must love it when you come out and do these demonstrations. Americans can't get enough of bacon.
Well, I think, you know, as children, you remember when your mom made bacon and you were like in your bed and you came down because the smell was wafting down into your bedroom from the kitchen, and everybody came into the kitchen and had those great pancakes or eggs with bacon. It's the same thing, you know, it just brings a smile to everybody's face. And we even say, you know, I talk to my vegetarian friends and even they love bacon.
Even
they can't resist it.
Wow. So no one will be able to resist you tonight, Marie Rama. You are going to be at the Publix Aprons Cooking School. That is on San Jose Boulevard in Jacksonville. That's the one near I-295. Starting at 6:30 p.m., a demo, a class, a tasting, a book signing. People can actually learn how to make your recipes.
They can. And I'd love people to come out because I love talking to people about how to cook better.
Now, what are you going to be making tonight?
Okay, we're going to start off with this bacon swizzle stick.
What?
Yes, an edible swizzle stick.
What's on that?
Well, what you do is I'm going to tell everybody how to do it. You just take a piece of bacon and you wrap it really tightly into a spiral and you roll it in a piece of paper towel and then you microwave it for about a minute and you pull it out and it's hardened and it's a swizzle stick that you can stir up like a Bloody Mary or you can stir with
orange
juice.
Get out of here.
Or you can dip into chocolate, you know, and have it.
Get out of here.
So we're going to do that. It's really fun.
Bacon
is fun.
Get right out of town.
Yeah.
This is great.
Bacon is fun.
I have to confess, I make my bacon the Ina Garten Barefoot Contessa way.
Yep. What do? Is you put that in
the
oven?
I no longer fry it on top of the stove. I bake it in the oven.
Yes.
It comes out much better that way.
It does. That's very smart.
And I'm sure you know all the tips and tricks for how to.
We do.
Yeah.
I'll talk tonight about how to, you know, cut bacon, how to do it in the oven, how to do it top stove. We're also doing a bacon jam, which is delicious.
Bacon jam?
Yeah, it's in Bacon Nation.
Now,
bacon
even, I don't think I can go that far.
Oh, it's so good.
What's in that?
It's so good. It is, well, the main ingredient is bacon. But then there are other, like, this is the riot of flavors. We've got jalapeno peppers. We've got fresh ginger. We've got some apple cider vinegar, some brown sugar. Wow. A little bit of honey. It all kind of merges together. It's a great condiment for a hamburger or a grilled piece of fish. But I like to serve it like with a cracker and maybe a piece of brie cheese. There you go. You got it.
Now you got it. I think, yeah, you've won me over.
I hope I'm making you hungry.
Oh, Lisa. Yeah. Well, look, this little package of bacon chocolate toffee, it's not going to last long.
Good.
I'm looking across the glass at the guys. They're eyeing it
look at them. They look like they're in heaven over there.
They're going to be right on this. So come on out tonight. It's tonight.
Yes.
As Marie Rama, co-author of Bacon Nation, comes out to the Publix Aprons Cooking School. That's on San Jose Boulevard in Jacksonville, 6:30 p.m. Learn all the ins and outs of putting bacon, using it as your secret weapon, in recipes, including dessert. Marie Rama, thanks for the treats. Thanks for coming by. Have
Great
fun
to
tonight.
Be here. Thank you so much.